52, Section 4, World War II. As you read, look for the following. Why World War II started and why the United States entered the war. How Missouri helped the war effort. Vocabulary terms: dictator, Holocaust, ration. The Great Depression that started in the United States at the beginning of the 1930s had been going on for more than a decade in Europe and the rest of the world, and it was much worse in those places. Without jobs, without food or homes, and with little hope, people in countries like Germany, Italy, the Soviet Union, and Japan were willing to let dictators take over their governments. Dictators promised to make things better for the people in exchange for unlimited power. The dictators soon did away with many of the people's freedoms and rights and did not let the people have a say in how they were governed. Their people who disagreed with the dictators were often sent to prison or killed. When things did not get better in their countries as they had promised, the dictators then blamed other countries or other groups of people for their country's problems. They convinced their people that the only way to better times was to attack these groups of people or other countries as their enemies. Page 253. The Holocaust. In Germany, the dictator Adolf Hitler blamed his country's problems on people whose religion was Judaism. They were called Jews, who were from different races or whose ancestors were not German. Many of these people's families had lived and worked in Germany for centuries and had contributed to its society. That did not matter to Hitler and his followers, called Nazis. They took away the Jews' property, forbade them to work in many jobs, and eventually had them thrown into prisons called concentration camps. There, the Jewish prisoners were forced to work. Those who were too young, too old, or too weak were killed. Many others died of starvation and illness or were tortured to death. Between 1933 and 1945, it is estimated that the Nazis and their followers in Germany and other countries killed 6 million Jews. This came to be known as the Holocaust. The war begins. After the First World War, Germany had been punished by the winning countries. Land had been taken away from Germany, and it was forced to pay other countries large sums of money to repair the damage from the war. Germany was also forbidden to have a large army or navy or air force. Little by little, though, Germany had taken back the lands and had built up a large military. The other countries in Europe allowed this to happen because they thought it was the way to avoid another war. Page 254. But in September 1939, Germany and its then ally, the Soviet Union, invaded Poland. Great Britain and France and their allies declared war against Germany and the Soviet Union and their ally, Italy. As it had at the beginning of World War I, the United States remained neutral. The United States enters the war. Meanwhile, in Asia, the dictator who ruled Japan believed the only way his country could be rich and powerful was if it could control the natural resources in other Asian countries. Japan had few natural resources of its own. Japan invaded China in 1937 and made plans to conquer other countries in the region. The Japanese dictator realized that the United States might prevent this with its navy, so plans were made to attack and destroy the American Navy. The attack happened on December 7, 1941. The Japanese Air Force attacked the American naval base at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, killing thousands. The United States declared war on Japan the next day. Germany, an ally of Japan, then declared war on the United States. Now Americans were once again at war, not just in Europe, but around the globe. Missourians at war again. Missourians, including Missouri women, responded by enlisting in the armed forces. Others went to work in factories making planes, tanks, guns, and other supplies needed for the war. Factories that used to make shoes for boys and girls started making boots for soldiers. Factories that made cars started making airplanes. Tractor factories made tanks. Fertilizer plants made explosives. So many materials were needed to fight the war that the government had to ration or limit the use of many things. The government rationed cars, tires, food, gasoline, paper, and a long list of other things. People had to drive less to conserve tires and fuel, and they had to learn to eat less meat and to cook sometimes without butter or sugar. Did you know? Whiteman Air Force Base near Knob Noster is named for Lieutenant George A. Whiteman, a native of Sedalia, who died when his plane was shot down during the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Page 255. Communities held scrap drives to collect used materials to be recycled or reused into new materials. Old tires were cut up and made into new tires. Old pots and pans, cars, and other scrap metals were melted down to make bullets and shells and steel for ships and tanks. Cooking grease was saved and used to make explosives. School children collected scrap paper and rags. They also collected pennies, and their parents saved their dollars to buy war bonds. The bonds helped the government pay for the war. Because so many men were away fighting the war, more women began working in factories and on the railroads. They did jobs that only men had done before the war. Among the many men and women from Missouri fighting in the war was General Omar Bradley. He was born in Clark and had gone to school in nearby Moberly in north-central Missouri. General Bradley worked closely with General Dwight Eisenhower, the commander of the Allied troops in Europe. Do you remember? Number one, why did some countries allow dictators to gain power? Number two, which country attacked the American naval base in Hawaii? Page 256, Chapter Review. Summary. In this chapter, you learned that Missouri changed a lot in the first half of the 20th century. New technologies changed the way Missourians lived, worked, and had fun, how they traveled, how their food was grown, and how they communicated. You also learned that there were difficult times during this half century. Twice, the United States found it necessary to enter a world war. Missourians played important roles in helping to win those wars. Another difficulty was the Great Depression, in which many people were thrown into poverty and times were hard. But you read that, despite the hard times, life for Missourians went on with pastimes such as reading, the movies, radio, and baseball. Remember, create a crossword puzzle with the following words. Give a clue for each word. Exchange your puzzle with a partner and solve. Census, cooperative, credit, depression, dictator, exodus, neutral, profit, ratify, ration, stocks, supply and demand. Page 257. Understand. Answer the following questions with complete sentences. Number 1. Why didn't people travel far from home in Missouri in the 19th century? Number 2. What was the Lift Missouri Out of the Mud campaign? Number 3. What was one of the most important uses of airplanes in the early days of aviation? Number 4. What did new farm machinery mean to farmers? Number 5. What did the progressives believe the government should do? Give an example of a law they helped to pass. Number 6. Why did the United States stay neutral for the first 3 years of World War I? Number 7. What does the federal government do to protect people and their money? Number 8. What fraction of Missourians lost their jobs during the Great Depression? Number 9. What programs did the New Deal put into place to help people during the Great Depression? Number 10. How did Missourians respond to the United States declaration of war after Pearl Harbor? Think about it. Number 1. Why is 1890 considered a turning point in Missouri history? Number 2. Think about how life would change if there were no cars. Describe in a sentence or two how life would be different. Number 3. Explain why many people consider the 1920s an exciting time in our history. Write about it. Number 1. Compare and contrast the effects of the 18th Amendment. What problems did it solve? What problems did it lead to? Number 2. Identify the causes of the Dust Bowl. How did these causes affect farming? Use the Internet. Number 1. Learn more about the Negro Baseball Leagues by visiting www.blackbaseball.com or www.negroleaguebaseball.com. When was the Negro National League founded? Number 2. Share with your classmates 5 facts you learned by visiting the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum website at www.ushmm.org. Work together. Number 1. With a partner or in a small group, make a list of all the things for which you depend upon having a car for transportation. Share your list with the class. Number 2. With a partner or in a small group, research the types of music for which Missouri is famous. Put together a presentation about Missouri music. Bring in examples of the various types of music to play for the class.